Excuse me?
Yes?
I wonder, could you help me?
I'll certainly try.
Could you tell me what 417 means? As in LBC 417?
Well, of course. That's our wavelength. 417 meters on the medium waveband.
I see, thank you.
Not at all.
I don't have a 417 on my radio, or even a 4.
You probably wouldn't. Most radios these days are marked in kilohertz.
Ah.
Yes, so instead of 417, you dial 719.
719. Kilohertz. Kilohertz. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Is that what they call FM?
Well, no. FM means frequency modulation. That's just another way of saying VHF.
VHF, of course.
And in VHF, LBC is at 97.3 megahertz.
Megahertz, 97.3, I see. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else I ought to know?
Well, there is the LBC location code we use only in the trade.
What's that?
Find Radio 3 and move up an inch.
You're listening to LBC. And this is
The Best of LBC.
Hello and welcome to this celebration of 50 years of LBC as we enjoy the best of LBC themes from that half century. My name is Jeff Lumley, and we'll be listening to the tunes of Robert Farnham, Jeff Wayne, David Arnold, and more. Whether you're a newcomer to LBC or have been listening since the beginning, I hope you enjoy hearing the best of LBC themes.
LBC 1151 kilohertz, where news comes first.
I'm David Jessel, the very first voice to be heard on LBC back in 1973.
Welcome to LBC at 6 o'clock, October the 8th. This is the morning show, and here's the news.
From the very first voice, happy birthday, LBC.
LBC.
In 1973, something new happened in Britain. Uniquely, in the world of broadcasting, we had commercial television long before we had onshore legal commercial radio. The very first of the new commercial independent local radio, ILR stations, was to be a risky new venture too. The London Broadcasting Company would not be playing music, but be a news-based speech station. Of course, Britain was used to the Home Service, by then rebranded Radio 4, that was made up of drama, quiz shows, documentaries, as well as news. But LBC was to be focused on news with another new experiment for Britain, phone-in programmes. The sound image of the station needed to be imagined from scratch. A week after LBC came on the air, though, London's other ILR station began, but Capital had a format that was well known. The pirate stations of the 1960s, which had been closed down by the government with the promise that not only would Radio 1 but also legal commercial radio be started, had a well-known format and sound. Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway could capitalise on that.
Isn't it good to know Capital Radio? You can turn on the friend, you can turn on the show, you can turn on the world with Capital Radio. Such a good way to make your day. Capital sounds go round and round London town, up and down. The widest sound in London town. Capital Radio in tune with London. Capital in tune with London. Capital in tune with London.
Back at London Broadcasting, the on-air sound had been composed by Robert Farnham. The brave experiment began, faltered a bit as the on-air sound needed beefing up, brought in some radio professionals to add both charisma and weight to the feel of the station, and relaunched with a brand new sound. London Broadcasting ceased to be the on-air name.
This is LBC, where news comes first.
We'll hear the main 1974 station theme that gave the station its authoritative new sound later. But for now, here's the lighter version used at the weekends and during other less weighty programmes. Over the next 10 years, this music, composed by Jeff Wayne, he of War of the Worlds theme, was to be reorchestrated several times. For instance, this is the 1979 version. During the 1979 period, for the first of two occasions that I'm aware of, LBC used sung jingles.
LBC, 24 hours a day.
The last version of the Jeff Wayne theme in its first period of use came in 1984. But by now, LBC was due for another relaunch, and it was decided to change the whole style of the station. No longer LBC, but now LBC Radio, which required a few more notes in the theme tune. And so David Arnold was asked to compose a brand new theme. He'd already successfully produced station themes for Essex Radio and Radio Mercury, among others. Now it was the time for his LBC theme. This theme didn't last for more than a few years with LBC, but it did get a much longer new life when it retired to the South Coast.
Across Hampshire, Dorset and the Isle of Wight, this is BBC Radio Solent. It's your station.
In 1989, back at LBC, under new ownership, it was decided to split the two frequencies of AM and FM, with 97.3 FM becoming the main news station, LBC Crown FM, although this was quickly rebranded to LBC News Talk 97.3. Meanwhile, on 261, now to be known as 1152 kHz, another new-to-Britain concept was launched, a 24-hour phone-in station named by its Australian owners as London Talkback Radio. Although, at first hearing, there's nothing to link those two themes, in a masterstroke, David Arnold did just that. Although the two stations were separate during the week, they came together at the weekends and had a weekend theme which combined the signatures of the weekday stations. Then, in 1994, the government dealt what seemed to be a death blow to LBC. It lost its franchise and was to be replaced in October that year, just 3 days before its 21st birthday. The news station kept the format of news on one frequency and talk on the other, though it wasn't a 24-hour phone-in, but used phone-ins in different ways in various programmes. David Arnold was again asked to provide another pair of themes, and this first one was for the FM station London News.
London News.
The news station on AM was called London News Talk. Two new stations didn't perform particularly well, so in 1996, the next rebrand brought back two old favourites, LBC and Jeff Wayne's Theme.
11:52 a.m., this is LBC.
It's 12 o'clock, I'm Douglas Cameron. London has a new radio station. LBC 1152 is now on the airwaves, giving the capital its voice back.
In 2000, Jeff Wayne Music produced its last set of music for LBC, well, for now at least. Jeff got some of his company colleagues to reimagine this theme, and they came up with a number of variations on it. My two favourites follow. During this time, the FM station had various non-LBC names, such as ITN News Direct and then just News Direct. It was several years before that came back under the LBC branding. In 2003, LBC looked to an American company, IQ Beats, for another sound relaunch. This package produced the second set of singing jingles.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
LBC was now on FM, having moved over from AM, and the AM station was now rebranded as LBC News 1152, at some points LBC London News, and it had its own version of the IQ Beats music. There were a few short-lived jingle packages in the early part of this century. In 2006... Then, in 2008...
Welcome to the new sound of LBC 97.3, beginning a new era for London's biggest conversation. FM, DAB and online, London's biggest conversation. This is LBC 97.3.
From the LBC News.
The current LBC theme is another of David Arnold's compositions, and during the usage of this theme, LBC has become a national station. And there was a version for LBC London News 11:52 as well. In 2019, LBC News was also relaunched as a national station and has its own sound, which, for perhaps the first time, is not linked in any way to the other LBC station.
Global Player and
Play LBC News,
where the news never stops. This is LBC News.
That brings us up to date at the time of this recording. We'll see whether there's another new theme to celebrate 50 years in due course. Well, as I've gone through this programme, I'm very conscious that I've brought you several versions of the Jeff Wayne music, but only ever the top of the hour version for David Arnold's. So let's put that right now with a medley of David Arnold's other tracks from his LBC suites over the decades.
Thank you.
Well, I wonder which of all of these is your favourite. Which one is it that says LBC to you? For me, it's always been this one. My thanks to David Arnold and Jeff Wayne Music for the studio quality recordings they've given me used in this programme. And indeed, we have a lot to thank them for from the last 50 years. Of course, while their music is important, it's just the foundation that has been built on by the presenters, reporters and programmers that have worked at LBC. To all of them, I offer my congratulations for making that 1973 experiment a lasting success. My name is Jeff Lumley, and this has been the best of LBC themes.
Hello?
Yes?
Remember me? You explained LBC to me. You remember all the kilohertzes and things.
Oh, yes.
I understand it all now. 417 meters, 719 kilohertz, 97.3 megahertz. You were so helpful.
Yes, well, that's all changed, of course.
Changed?
Yes, those were only temporary frequencies. LBC is now a 261 meters medium wave.
261?
That's right, and on some radios we'll be at 1151 kilohertz.
1151, I see. Mm-hmm. Done. What about FM 97.3 VHF? Where are you putting that?
VHF stays the same.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Super.
I'll just have to learn it all again. 261, 1151, Oh, what about the location code?
Sorry?
The new location code you use only in the trade. You can't still be an inch from Radio 3.
No.
Well?
Just down from Radio 1, actually.